Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it's time for the lighter side of the news, 8:32. Salt is here to regale us with a myriad of stories.
Oh my gosh. Christine, there is a national crisis right now.
Uh-oh.
I saw it yesterday when I was hanging out at my family picnic.
Yes.
There is a White Claw shortage.
I heard about this.
Yes.
I hit the panic button, and fortunately, I just went and bought some regular vodka, and you can add seltzer to it, but...
No. White Claw hard seltzer is so popular now, there's a nationwide shortage, and it's really affecting the people of Ohio, Missouri, and Tennessee.
Oh, no.
The great state of Connecticut is okay for now.
We still have enough supply.
But all you Chads and Britneys out there with your White Claws, watch out. Okay.
This is the new drink that everyone is loving because it's lower in calories, higher in alcohol, gets the job done.
You can bomb it all day long.
Got a cool name called White Claw. Yeah. I mean, what could be better?
It launched back in 2016, but it really blew up this past year, and it's just crushing it. But definitely watch out for that.
All right.
I'll have some more stories about the great state of Ohio coming up in just a moment.
That's where my father's born and raised. He's a Cleveland native.
They seem to be trying to take on Florida for the title of dumbest state. So this one comes out of Pennsylvania. There's a news anchor that is filing a $10 million lawsuit after sexualized image of her were used on dating and erectile dysfunction ads. These were just regular personal pictures that she had posted to her accounts.
And then they took them and messed with them?
No, they didn't really mess with them. It was just like her in the freezer section. And they grabbed the picture, and it was a good-looking picture.
Yeah.
But then they were used on those, like, pop-up ads that you find on the bottom of websites.
Oh, you can't do that.
For, like, dating sites.
Yeah, ED and stuff.
Yeah, so she's going after them, and she is going after them for a tune of $10 million.
Oh, she'll get some serious cash money out of that. You can't just steal someone's photo and use it. Don't those people go through the same training that we go through here?
It's crazy. I'm going to take more provocative photos and start posting them on the internet.
Hopefully someone will steal one
Please,
and use it.
Please, take my topless picture of me and Shawn Mendes. All right, this story comes out of Calgary. So, you know, a lot of times when you're buying a house and you and the buyer get into, you know, negotiations and the final price, you're like, hey, I need $3,000 for this. I need a credit for that. And
fix my roof. I'll knock $3,000
off. Exactly. You get to a sticking point.
Yes.
Well, negotiations broke down with this guy up there in Canada. And he apparently his house was being purchased by a former NHL player.
Who had some money.
Yeah, and the guy said, you know what? And the difference was only $3,000 Canadian, so I don't know
negligible.
What that is in real money. I don't even know.
$1,500?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So you get this difference, and the guy says, he made a joke to his realtor. He says, fine, why don't we do a shootout at the local ice rink? The NHL player takes him up on his offer for a shootout. The NHL player didn't know this guy was a rec league goalie. He lost.
The NHL player lost.
And he was smart to not release his name because he would be a laughingstock in the NHL. He lost. And on top of that, his realtor had to pay the $250 ice rental fee for the rink.
They'll find out who he is. I mean, it's not hard to figure that one out.
I'm figuring like
Wayne Gretzky.
3 days from now. People will be figuring this out. All right, let's turn our attention back to the great state of Ohio.
Do it.
Who not only has a White Claw shortage, but a bunch of dumb people that live there. A man in Ohio was trying to kill bed bugs.
Okay.
So what do you do in that situation? He got a bunch of rubbing alcohol and doused it all over his house and his mattress.
Oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
It's not going to end well.
Nope, because next he took a match to said mattress.
And lit it all on
lit
fire.
Lit it on fire.
Got rid of the bed bugs.
Catching the whole domicile on fire, displacing him and six others who lived there. Everybody got out unscathed, but this man, clearly an idiot.
What would happen if one single bed bug survived on his shirt?
Well, he's going to be out for vengeance.
After all...
Yes. After his entire family was wiped out by fire.
Total nightmare.
He's coming back for...
The bed bug wants blood.
Bed bug 2. Barely burned.
All right.
And this one comes out of Ohio. You know how there's
another Ohio story?
This one I have audio from. You know how okay. people are always doing stupid things? There was a story last week about a woman calling the police on herself as she was a drunk. She was reporting a drunk driver and she was the drunk driver.
Herself, yes.
Yeah. So this is a man in Ohio. He thought he knew the law. So he called the Sharonsville Sheriff's Department because he was unhappy with some service he had received the night prior from some deputies. Here is the call.